In the meantime, I've received a tip about another police operation targeting trucks in Sydney. This time the RMS and police are checking trucks carrying waste in and out of a place called Waste Services New South Wales, which is at Eastern Creek. The Acting Assistant Commissioner, Bob Ryan, from the New South Wales Police Traffic and Highway Patrol Command, is on the line. Acting Assistant Commissioner Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
We've dealt with these before. Is this a targeted one? Have you been sent there for a specific reason?
Ray, we've had a fatal crash in South Australia involving a garbage truck, and also your listeners might remember there was a garbage truck went into a house down in the Illawarra recently.
Mm-hmm.
Also in the last 6 months or so, there's been a number of incidents involving garbage trucks, so the purpose of today is to simply make sure that garbage trucks are in a roadworthy condition and that they're safely loaded.
What time did you get out there?
But they're just after 6 this morning, and we're focused on those garbage trucks that are coming in from their morning runs around the various council areas across Sydney.
Have you found anything yet?
Yeah, we've had 18 trucks have been found with defects so far this morning. Perhaps the worst is one truck was found to have a wheel that had nuts that were so loose that the wheel itself had come away from the axle and the nuts could be undone by hand. Clearly there was a situation just waiting for the wheel to come off and the truck to crash.
What a truck that would be checked, what, once a week, once a fortnight, that the nuts are so loose that you could undo them with your hand?
Well, I have no idea when this particular truck was checked by the driver or the owner, but certainly it was in a very dangerous condition this morning.
And it had been on our roads this morning collecting waste?
It has.
And the wheel could have fallen off at any time?
The wheel could have fallen off at any time. I'm told that the nuts were so loose you could just undo them by hand, and that the actual wheel itself had come away from the axle.
What about the other 17 defects? What do they relate to?
We've got a combination of tyres, loading, fluids leaking from trucks. They're essentially the major things.
Who owns the company? Is it a group of people or
I don't have that information in relation to that specific truck.
Okay. So what I'm trying to get at, are all the trucks you've defected owned by one group or their contractors coming and going, subcontracting out to Waste Services New South Wales?
Now, the trucks that we've detected defects on are from a range of companies. That particular site is used by private contractors as well as the council-based contractors.
So it could be, you know, trucks that we see. In fact, it's garbage morning this morning at my place, and they come round about the time I leave to come to work, and it's those type of trucks, and they are run by different organisations, you know, large trucking companies. That's the sort of companies we're talking about, are we?
Certainly, they're the majority of them, yeah.
Unbelievable. Okay, we'll get back to you if anything else happens through the course of the morning. Thanks for updating us. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having us on, Ray.
Acting Assistant Commissioner Bob Ryan from the Traffic and Highway Patrol Command. They've been out to Waste Services New South Wales, and you know the trucks I'm talking about. I don't want to name them because I may be apportioning blame unfairly on some companies, but you'd want to know the name of the truck, the company that owns the truck where the nuts were so loose they were coming off you could undo them with your hand. Fair dinkum.